KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 62. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, May 17th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the Glenhaven Retirement Village, and the First National Bank and Trust. Ozone alert for today. We'll have sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Slight chance for some late afternoon and evening showers and storms. A warning to homeowners to be wary of con men looking to profit from the damage done in this week's storms. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
Chickasha officials say fly-by-night roofing companies already contacting local homeowners to try to make repairs after this week's storm. City planner Gene Wynn said warning property owners to be cautious of anyone who might be looking to make a quick buck.
Anytime we have damage like this or winds, we have the unscrupulous people come out and start trying to sell your roof. Please do not let anybody on your roof. First off, contact your insurance agent and tell them you've got damage.
Winsett did say oftentimes the swindlers will have somebody climb on the roof of your home while another person is at your door trying to sell their services. Winsett said any door-to-door salesman needs to have a solicitor's permit from the city, and any companies that might be doing work are also supposed to have city and state licenses. Winsett again says if you think you have roof damage, start with a call to your insurance company, and if you suspect there's a fraudulent roofer in your neighborhood, contact police or City Hall. USAO announces the receipt of a big financial gift on its 110th anniversary. Yesterday, the Nita Giles Estate awarded the university a $7 million gift, the largest gift ever for USAO. The announcement made to a group of university supporters in Lawson Hall yesterday in a room now dedicated to the Giles family. Johnny Schultz, longtime friend of Nita Giles, who said she was like a mother to him when his parents passed away when he was a young man.
The room also was very important to her, to have a place for the kids to hang out after a long day of studying. She wanted her piano and her organ in there, so, you know, if someone wanted to blow off some steam and just, you know, do some music or something, they could definitely enjoy themselves.
Nita and her parents, the late state Senator Ray and Mary Giles, all longtime backers of USAO. USAO President John Fever said the funds would be used for student scholarships and faculty and staff development. Coming up on 4.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glenhaven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-09.
Chickasha High School seniors now counting down the hours to graduation. And just 2 more days left in school. And for activities today, they'll be having their senior picnic at Shannon Springs Park this morning. And then baccalaureate tonight at the High School Activity Center starting at 7 o'clock. The group will meet for a senior breakfast tomorrow morning at Bible Baptist Church. They'll have one more commencement practice tomorrow morning and then graduation tomorrow night with the doors open at the Activity Center at 6 o'clock and graduation at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. With Memorial Day weekend coming up, law enforcement groups will be combining efforts to keep motorists safe. Another Click It or Ticket campaign to run May 21st through June the 3rd, with an emphasis on making sure you're buckled up. Authorities say nearly half of all highway deaths in Oklahoma in 2016 were because seatbelts weren't being used. Last year, more than 300 agencies took part in the Click It or Ticket campaign. more than 8,000 seatbelt violations, and nearly 250 child passenger restraint violations were found. It's been a bull market for oil prices in recent weeks. After starting the day on a down note Wednesday, Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission says prices finish higher.
The U.S. Energy Information Agency's weekly report on crude inventories was released, showing the second weekly drop in a row. That was enough to stop the selling, and the NYMEX June crude contract finished the day up 0.3% to $71.49 a barrel. That's a new, more than three-year high. Same story for the global benchmark Brent. It also hit the highest level since November of 2014, closing at $79.28 a barrel.
Natural gas was down a couple of pennies yesterday to $2.81 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,286 and silver $16.39. Our weather forecast today, ozone alert for central Oklahoma for much of the day. We'll have sunshine with a high about 83, and we'll have a slight chance for some late afternoon and evening showers and storms. Right now, beautiful out there. It's fair up to 62 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, the USAO softball team will be heading to Florida next week for its first ever appearance in the NAIA National Softball Championship. The Drovers earned their way to the championship by winning three straight games in the opening round of the NAIA tournament at Dodge City, Kansas this week. The top-seeded Drovers down number 3-seed Midland Lutheran, Nebraska 9-2 in their final game yesterday. Pitcher Emily Cerny won all three games in the circle, pitching all 23 innings. She allowed just three earned runs and just 10 hits during that time in the circle. She threw a no-hitter in the opening win over Oklahoma Wesleyan. She had a total of 31 strikeouts. She did struggle to find the strike zone yesterday, allowing 9 walks, but said she was able to fight through it and relied on her teammates to help her out.
I knew that the hitters were going to come through throughout the game. It was just up to me to, like, figure out the strike zone that the umpire wanted and just rely on them defensively, and I knew they could do it.
USAO will be the number 4 seed in the national championship, and they will play number 5 seed Indiana Wesleyan in their opener next Friday in Claremont, Florida. Both teams had more than 50 wins this year. USAO entered the regular season ranked number 5, Indiana Wesleyan number 7. Top athletic awards handed out to Chickasha High School seniors at the Senior Awards Banquet this week. Larry Abram picks up the Fightin' Chick Award for lettering in at least 3 sports. He actually lettered in 4 sports, football, basketball, track, and powerlifting. And today, Abram's going to sign a letter of intent to run track at McPherson College in Kansas. Abram also received the Delbert Reyes Award. Aaron Powell collects the John Cowan Award for girls basketball and the Sharon L. Curry Award. David Thibodeau-Benoit, the winner of the Joe David Foley Award. Bravo Brown received the Cody Turner Award. Soccer players Peyton Young and Sushin Lim received Craig Meyer Awards. And 2 seniors recognized for their All-State status, Christian Williamson in soccer and Madeline Robertson, a 2-time All-Stater, in choir. The Houston Rockets have evened up their NBA Western Conference Final Series with Golden State. The Rockets win 127-105 in Houston last night. The teams will take a couple of days off to head west to Sacramento for games 3 and 4, which will be Sunday and Tuesday. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers off yesterday, and they will be opening up a 4-game homestand tonight at the Bricktown Ballpark with Nashville. First pitch set for 7:05. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank of Trust, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.